Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Jones. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Kelvin Moore. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards third. Klutz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Akins moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones spins and fires to second, and Henderson is picked off. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington bunts in front of the plate. Heath throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Armas throws it back to Heath, who tags the runner out. Hurdle scores. Washington moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 2-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis is hit by the pitch. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Heath and he is out, McKay applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Way then bunts towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. There goes Hurdle trying to get to home. Henderson throws the ball into Heath who tags Hurdle, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. McRae reaches second base with a double. Otis moves to third. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. McRae moves to third. It's 4-1, Royals. Cesar Geronimo pinch runs for Clint Hurdle. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCray tags and scores. Geronimo tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clutch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo now playing right field. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Murphy strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Jeff Jones now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCray takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to third. Akins moves to second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clutz moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clutz moves to third. Moore moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clutz scores. Moore moves to third. McKay moves to second. It's 5-2, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Royals. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKay scores. Picciolo moves to second. It's 5-4, Royals. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 4. The Royals will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Jim Nettles now playing right field. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Heath and he is out, McKay applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Sexton pinch runs for Wayne Gross. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles bunts towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Sexton moves to second. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Sexton moves to third. Two outs. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Kelvin Moore. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sexton scores. It's Royals, 5, Athletics, 5. Mike Davis pinch runs for Jim Spencer. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McKay hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Keith Drumright pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jimmy Sexton now playing third base. Mike Davis now playing first base. Fred Stanley now playing shortstop. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell Page pinch runs for Cliff Johnson. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from way then and he is safe. Page steals second. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 5. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McRae bunts in front of the plate. Heath scoops up the ball and tags McRae for the out. Otis moves to second. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-1 in the game. Geronimo is walked intentionally. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wayven hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Splitorf now pitching. Rick Bossetti pinch hits for Jim Nettles. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Newman pinch hits for Mike Davis. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 5. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Bossetti now playing right field. Jeff Newman now playing first base. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-5 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-5 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sexton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Brett is walked intentionally. Tom Underwood now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. Brett moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Akins hits a line drive into right field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Beard now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley bunts towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. McKay moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henderson is walked intentionally. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McKay moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 5. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sexton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geronimo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geronimo moves to second. Ken Phelps pinch hits for UL Washington. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geronimo scores. Way then moves to third. It's 6-5, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-6 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sexton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion now playing shortstop. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 0-for-1 in the game. Sexton strikes out. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-5 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.